Which
subject.
I guess kind of brings us to Mars, a planet I think that is probably one of the most mysterious outside of Earth.
Oh, yes.
And I would love to see the day that men walk on Mars.
Ditto for me as well. I'll give you an example of why. Well, I say it's going to happen. I mean, I've written about this extensively. But I'll give you an example of why, in the end, it has to happen. Just on a very fundamental for a scientist's perspective,
sure.
Need. They have the rovers that are wandering around on Mars. They're not wandering, but they're moving around on the Martian surface.
Tell me about value for those things, huh?
Oh, incredible that they're doing. But I was at a talk that Steve Squires was giving at an American Astronautical Society conference last November. And I might have told the story in the air, but if I didn't, I'll tell it again. He was describing what these rovers do, how they're designed to do geology, they're designed to imitate a geologist. They go, they peck out a rock, bang at it, look at the insides, take photographs, do a little bit of spectroscopy as you would after you've taken your sample as a geologist. But I asked him, this was after the mission was about 8 months old. They had been on the surface about 8 months. I said, how long would it take a human being to do the work these rovers have done in these 8 months? And he said, I can't really answer that question, but I can tell you that I once timed it. I once had a bunch of geologists, and we were doing some simulations and looking for places where we'd want to send the rover and what kind of things the rovers need to do. And I timed how long it would take the geologists to do some of the basic stuff that it takes weeks for us to do, and it generally would take them about a minute. And so you get a sense, it's like we're talking about the ability of humans to function, think independently, work quickly, is exponentially superior to any robot we've got.
They could look around, spot the rock they want to grab right away.
Bang it with a hammer, look at it. If it looks good, put it in a bag, you take a sample, you have to do spectroscopy.
Or say, you know what, this is ice mud down here or something.
That's
They'd
right.
know it immediately.
That's right. You'd know it immediately. It would be much, much faster. And in a sense, it isn't that much cheaper. Because to use robots, it's actually the cost difference in the end isn't that much different. Because the robots, it costs you spend a lot of time and money trying to make it work, and your results are somewhat limited. That doesn't mean you don't use them. They're very good scout vehicles. They give you an idea of where to go and what to do. But in the end, the robots should not have all the fun.
Well, here we are, mid 2005.
Yes.
Can we get a man on Mars in 10 years?
I don't think so. I will quote Wernher von Braun from 1954, and I quoted this in Leaving Earth. This is him, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't have the exact words. It's probably, and this is in 54 he said this.
And 15 years later,
it'll probably take us 100 years to get to Mars. Well, we're halfway to that goal now, and I think based upon how things are developing, George, it's going to take time. It might not take another 50 years, but I think the next decade is going to be learning how to get back to the moon and live on the moon.
Well, now, let me ask you that. You have just brought up probably the biggest question I've had. You just said we have to learn how to get back to the moon. Why do we have to learn that? We went there a handful of times. Back in 1969, we started.
Right.
Why should it take so long for us to learn how to get back?
Well, it shouldn't take us that long to learn how to get back, but you got to build the things. This is once again getting back to Michael Griffin, the new administrator. The previous administrator, the what I consider to be poor NASA management, was going to take a decade to build to fly the first test flight of the replacement to the shuttle, which is absurd.
Absolutely, but that's much
too long.
Yep.
Michael Griffin has said he wants a new vehicle up before the end of this decade. In other words, before he retires the shuttle, he wants to have a new vehicle to fly. That's a much more reasonable schedule. He wants to push it. For example, when George Bush said he wants to return to the moon by 2015, Michael Griffin added he didn't say we couldn't do it sooner. And he wants to get there sooner because we do know how to do this. He agrees. That's another quote from Michael. We do know how to do this. So get there quickly. But what we don't know how to do on the moon, which is much more difficult and has to do with going to Mars, is how to live on another planet, how to set up bases where you can survive there for very long periods. That's something we don't know how to do. We need to learn how to do that.
I tell you, it's going to open up, Bob, all kinds of things, though, to people who do not believe, I believe we did, who do not believe we went to the moon when it's going to take this long to get back again.
People who think that, I can't argue with, because, I mean, it's not really basing on any reality. And I've talked to you about this before. I get very incensed because I think it's almost revisionist. It's similar to the Holocaust revisionists. I mean, people died to put us on the moon. I talked to families who lost husbands to get us to the moon. And trust me, it was not faked.
I agree with that.
Yeah, you know, and it's childish. But the people who believe that, that's a belief system, and I can't argue that because they're not. It's not dealing with reality. We will be back to the moon, I think, next decade. If we don't do it, the Russians will.
The Chinese might.
The Chinese are working towards it. They might not get back there next decade, but they will be close. The Indians are going to send an unmanned mission to the moon before this decade's out. India has that in plan. In fact, NASA is going to put two instruments
on the craft.
Okay,
now here's another one. Why don't we, even though our technology is way beyond anybody else, why don't we, for money savings and everything else, you know we're going to become a federation one day anyway, why don't we just all get together and say, hey, space flight is going to be joint, we're going to go to the moon together again, we're going to go to Mars, we're going to do everything together. I guess we just can't trust anybody, can we?
Well, it's not even a question of that. It's not a question of trust or I think that competition is more efficient. The International Space Station is a wonderful demonstration of trying to let's all get along. And what it ends up being is difficult to get anything accomplished very efficiently. Competition, peaceful but aggressive, enthusiastic competition produces the best results. I mean, you don't, when you play baseball games, you don't, make believe competition doesn't exist or it's a bad thing. It's fun. It's what makes it exciting. I think the competition is the best way to get this going quickly. Because what happens then is you not only have people aggressively trying to beat everybody else to the moon, but on top of that, you get multiple ideas on how to do it.